This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When the end of daylight savings time costs you your job, will the court give you the time of day? Robert was working as a school bus driver for a company called First Student. He's a Seventh-day Adventist whose religion forbids him from performing secular work from sundown Friday through sundown on Saturday. His workday ended at 5:40 p.m., which was no problem during daylight savings time, but when that ended, it was pitch dark on Fridays, November through January. Robert claimed his supervisor said that dispatches would find a replacement for him on the Fridays in question, but the supervisor said he told Robert to find a replacement on his own. Robert was told not to report for work unless he could start and finish all his routes, but when he didn't show up on Fridays, he was fired. He sued, claiming his employer failed to accommodate his religious beliefs. The judge that first heard his case dismissed it, but the Fifth Circuit reversed, stating that conflicting evidence should go before a jury. So the court may set some new standards for standard time. As for the end result in Robert's case, only time will tell. This is Neil Chayette, Looking at the Law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.